Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to our weekly visitor here on the Dom Giordano program. Mr. Stephen Moore, economic advisor to the president, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome back to Philadelphia, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you. By the way, I was with the president on Tuesday in the Oval Office and spent about an hour talking about the economy, talking about the China trade stuff, talking about the jobs. And he's in great, great, great spirits. And none of this impeachment talk is bringing him down at all. He's just he's amazing. I love the fact that he's so upbeat all the time.
Well, let's break that down. That's what I wanted to talk about, China, or as the president says it a little bit differently, Stephen. How do you see this playing out with the NBA, which has really put stuff that you've talked about, oh, I don't know, 10, 15 years in talk radio we talk about, on the front pages because the NBA is fun. It's a sport,
yeah.
And it's so public. What do you see coming out of this?
Well, first of all, I'd love to see the NBA really stand up for freedom and stand up for those Hong Kong freedom fighters. And, you know, I know there's some division with the NBA ranks. I don't know the latest, you know, because they seem to change their position every couple hours about, you know, the NBA has a huge, huge interest in China, obviously, with their billion, you know, people who love basketball. But, you know, I think this is a great opportunity for American company to an American, well, in this case, a league, to stand up to the tyranny in China and say, look, we believe in freedom of speech. We believe in freedom of expression. We believe in the whole idea that we in liberty and freedom, and we're not going to compromise our values to do business in China. This is the opposite of the Colin Kaepernick, you know, situation. You know, where the players were, you know, taking the knee during the national anthem. This is an opportunity for these companies to show some real patriotism. And that there's more to life than just the almighty dollar, and that they care about freedom, and they care about you know, people's ability to have their civil rights. So I hope the NBA does the right thing here and stands up to the Chinese tyrannical government.
Right. So this meeting with the president, the Oval Office, where are we with China then? They're coming. Are they here today, or it's going to be soon, their representative? Is there anything that you think is imminent in the next couple months that's going to be settled?
Well, I hope so. I sure hope so. I'd love to see a deal get done where, you know, both sides agree to, you know, lower their tariffs. And, you know, look, I totally support what Trump is doing on China. I think China's increasingly a menace on the international scene. But it would be good for the economy for now to get some kind of deal done. So I'm really hopeful. You know, it's hard to predict that. I mean, the president doesn't know what the Chinese are going to do next. They don't keep their word. They're dishonest people. They're, you know, people who don't believe in the right of contract. And for all these reasons, you know, we just don't know what the Chinese will agree to. I know this, that Trump's not going to back down here, but I think he will take a reasonable offer. And that would be good for all the countries involved.
Why did President Trump, here's what I wanted to know tactically, Stephen, do this now, meaning over the last several months, given that this would, he knew, curtail the economy. I mean, he's the first American president to ever, in my mind, directly challenge them in this kind of manner. But in the short term, it does make things difficult by the tariffs that are involved.
Well, he won the presidency in no small part because he promised the American people
right.
He would take China. And so, you know, I don't want to see an escalation right now, certainly. By the way, I think he makes a mistake when he... you know, he agitates the Europeans. He's talking about new tariffs on the Europeans. And, you know, we should get the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement done. Nancy Pelosi has to bring that to a vote. But your question is, why is he doing this now? I think he doesn't want to back off. He wants to keep
okay.
the pressure on China so that they come forward with a good deal.
Now, you were on a show. I happened to see this on Mediaite, and somehow or another it was talk of the president's IQ. I think the number 180 was in the caption. What happened there?
Wait, say that again?
Something like you were on Mediaite, right? And the talk turned to the president's IQ. You were on some show this past week?
Yeah, and what did I say?
I think you said 180, and the host went wild, according to Mediaite.
I think Donald Trump is one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. By the way, it's interesting. He's very brilliant, and he has great, political sensibility. He also does stupid things. There are a lot of times, but brilliant people don't always do brilliant things.
Mm-hmm.
I fully support this president. I worked for him. I'm going to do everything I can to help him get reelected. What he's done for the American economy and American worker is incredible. And so I do think he's got an IQ that is off the charts. I think he is brilliant. You don't make billions of dollars. You don't get elected president. You don't raise a great family and all of the achievements that he's had in his lifetime without being a brilliant person. And so I do think, and I've always said this, that the left, ever since Donald Trump announced he was running for president, they've always underestimated him, he is easy to underestimate, but I love the guy. I think he's very smart, and I think he's done an incredible job for our economy.
Where do we find all things Stephen Moore?
Well, go to heritage.org. All my stuff is written there, and I'll just, conclude this by saying, look at my piece in the Wall Street Journal last week, where it reported that average middle incomes since Trump became president, I'm not including, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, I'm talking about middle-class, working-class families, they have seen a $4,500 increase in the real take-home pay since Trump became president. That contrasts with a $1,000 increase under Obama. So the middle class is doing very well. Economy's doing very well. The job market is doing really well. This is a good time to be an American.
Absolutely, Stephen. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you. Thanks for that
Thanks,
report
Tom.
Today.
Take care.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.